Okay, so here in Gold Class at Turney School and our literacy work, we've been working heavily on the Cinderella story and looking in particular at how stories have a beginning, a middle and an end. So to tell me a lot more, I've got three of my friends from Gold Class. So your name, please.
John.
Got John.
Nikki.
And Nikki.
Yo, I'm Byron here.
Okay, Byron, we have John, we have Nikki and Byron. Yeah, so we mentioned, John, tell us again, please, these stories. What do all stories need to have? They got to have a...
A beginning, and the end, and the middle.
And also a middle, so we have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then maybe, Nikki, can you tell us, what is the beginning? How does Cinderella start, please?
Once upon a time, there was a girl called Cinderella, and she lived with her dad, and she's two stepsister, and she's stepmother.
And what was the kind of middle of the story, Byron? Can you try and think? How does the story then develop? So there's the Cinderella, and what kind of life does she have?
She lived with her two ugly stepsisters.
And were they kind to her?
No.
And John, if I ask you, so she lived with her stepsisters, and what did the stepsisters do, John?
She didn't have no food, she was sitting in the fireplace, and you're all dusty.
Okay, and where did her stepsisters go?
Her stepsisters gone because of the ball, and her stepmother was so kind to them, not to Cinderella, and they're keeping teasing her in the cubicle, and that's why they call her Cinderella.
And the fairy godmother and changed his ball to make a beautiful dress, and she goes to the ball at 12 o'clock. She rushed home.
Excuse me.
Then. When she got home, a vixen came with her glass slipper, and the two stepsisters couldn't fit it on, and Cinderella tried it on, fit perfectly.
Okay, and Nikki, you got
excuse me, you got something wrong, John. So it's a bit apart. Mm-hmm. There was you forgot the part with the mouse. Now the Cinderella, now the magic, the one asked for mouse, not some mouse, some. Pumpkin and some cat. The cat turned into a coachman, and the pumpkin turned into a coach, and the mouse turned into horses.
Well, that's brilliant, Nikki. You got a fantastic memory. Good with the storytelling.
And then she asked for some magic too. And then she said, "Mine out." She changed the dress, like John said, and. Man out before then the magic will wear off at 12 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah, 12 o'clock, yeah.
And then, Byron, if I ask you, so how does the story end? Has it got a happy ending? How does Cinderella end, please?
We didn't get to this part yet.
Ah, so but that's to come.
Yeah,
but and then she danced with him all up to 12 o'clock to strike 12. And she realised that she had to run, yeah, but she forgot she's glass slipper. Then when she turned on, everything turned back into old... same clothes, and after came back, and then the prince yeah go that church, and then the prince has to fit the shoes yeah into the stepsisters have fit the shoes but it couldn't fit. Try, and then another church sister had fit it, but they try but they couldn't. And Cinderella said, "Maybe I have a goal." So she have a goal, fit into it, beautiful. And the sister said, "You didn't even go to the ball. So how can it fit you, yeah?" So now and the fairy come, yeah, and turn her clothes back to the same dress.
All the old clothes she had on, yeah.
Yeah, turn it back to the same dress, and the prince recognized her from the ball. So that's and then they live up and after and when they had finished two step sister, and then they cleaned their own house.
Okay, well we're kind of almost out of time here, so I can see hopefully it's gonna have a happy ending, but you can see how we've been working here in Gold Class on our Cinderella story with a beginning, a middle and an end. So John, Nikki and Byron, that's great storytelling.
Bye.